In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I am going to share with you guys some of the secrets, the hacks behind the scenes. I have to like roll my eyes practically as I say that, but I'm going to share with you guys some of the ways that you can grow your followers on Instagram, YouTube. Yes, YouTube, even though technically they're subscribers, on TikTok, Facebook, all across the board. We are going to dive on in after we cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. I wanted to share 10 tips for growing your following. And this is something that's really interesting because it comes up a lot. And so I'm excited to share these 10 tips with you guys because the truth is, sometimes it feels like a confusing, mysterious like enigma. People look at the growth of following or of followers and they get so stressed and so confused because it is a free fall to an extent. There's a part of the journey of growth in building a platform and becoming influential that is like this mysterious matter that we don't understand. It means you do the work and sometimes it pays off and sometimes it doesn't, and there's no guarantees and you don't know how it's going to happen, and it is kind of hard to sit back and deal with that. Now, I'm going to share with you guys these 10 massive tips for growing a following because the truth is, all you can do is your part. And some of these things, you're going to almost be like, are you kidding me? She's really saying that. But nothing I am sharing here is fluffy. Everything I'm sharing here, if you follow this equation, especially with numbers 7 and 8, I'm not guaranteeing you'll grow because I don't know what your level of focus intention are, but what I can tell you is that you'll be doing your part of the equation. Does that make sense? Cool. All right. Number one, make sure that you are on the platforms that make the most sense. Let me say that again. Make sure you're on the platforms that make the most sense. Now, I always teach people to be on the platforms you enjoy more than anything else. That is important. But there are some platforms that naturally make sense. For example, if I'm going to show people social media strategies, that's going to be very difficult to show you over Twitter. If I'm going to show you guys my morning routine, that's going to be very difficult to show you across Reddit because people are going to ask a bajillion questions about the specifications. If you have a physical product, if you have a face or a voice that you're looking to grow a brand or a platform for, there's a good chance that you want to showcase it with photos or video or a combination of both. I see people who are straight up like, I have an amazing skincare product and I'm doing a podcast. And I'm like, that's great, but I hope that's not the place you're focusing most of your attention because there's so much opportunity for before and after. There's so much opportunity for beautiful aesthetics of packaging. There's so much opportunity for glowing client skin, right? In imagery, video, etc. So I'm not saying you can't be on the platforms you enjoy the most. What I'm saying is make sure you're on the platforms that make sense. For example, if you have an e-commerce product that's beautiful, you should probably be on Pinterest. If you want to be a speaker, you should probably be on YouTube and TikTok platforms that use voice and video too, right? So make sure you're on the platforms that work for your clients. For yourself or for your clients. I also recommend this as well. There are platforms with a huge upside. And I know everyone's like, oh, TikTok's so bad lately. Well, you know, I'm still getting some virals going on. It's just not every single time. It's not just as early and it's not as consistent yet because everything has changed. But if you look at the contrast between posting something on LinkedIn and posting it on TikTok, you're going to get more results on TikTok than you are on LinkedIn. So it's all relative. There's still the ability to grow. There's still exponential upside. The same thing is true on Pinterest. The same thing is true on YouTube. I'm going to say with caution, because I still have a caution, like red, let's go yellow flag about Instagram, especially with Reels. Look at the platforms where there's potentially almost unlimited upside. And now those platforms are ones you're going to want to consider. Cool. Number two, cross-pollinate your platforms from your other platforms. Got it? I just did this today on TikTok. I didn't just do it because of this being a strategy, but the truth is cross-pollination is really powerful because people can see different angles of who you are. They can see the behind the scenes on, let's say, a TikTok live or on your IG stories. Maybe it's, you know, you go over onto YouTube and that's where they see their see your long form tutorials. You can truly showcase different avenues or different portions of who someone is or who a brand is, as crazy as it sounds, because brands have personalities, just by being on different platforms. So when I am posting on TikTok, I know that if I get people onto other platforms, they're going to be more likely to, actually, as funny as it sounds, kind of like me. And that's because I'm different on different platforms. You see different sides to me. The same thing is true with businesses. The same thing is true with influencers. So I just put up a post on TikTok today that led people to my Instagram intentionally. Why? Because that's a place where I'm like very vulnerably rooting for people. And I think it's really cool. It's a different dynamic. So cross-pollinate your platforms from your other platforms. For example, we just posted this on Instagram. Go check it out. Number three, outbound engage times 1,000. But this is really important. People always say, there's no way that that works. You're just posting spammy comments. Hold on. Where did I ever say to post spammy comments? I don't think so. I am not about posting spammy comments ever. What I recommend is actually systematizing your outbound engagement, which is cheering for others, encouraging others, engaging with other people's content, being their hype person in the comments, asking them questions about their content. This is so important. I can literally tell within 2 seconds, the moment someone says, how is leaving spammy comments going to grow my following? I'm like, because you're doing it all wrong. It's never going to happen. I'm sorry. That won't apply to you in the most loving way. Instead, you leave actually thoughtful comments on people's content and people notice. Even if the person themselves doesn't notice, their followers notice because people are attracted to people who hype each other up. Now, don't leave anything fake. Leave real hyping engagement. Got it? Number four, create more content. This is one thing I think about all the time. I would probably create 10 times the amount of content if I wasn't so reluctant to hand over that one piece of our business. I create all of my content. I get support with video editing, but starting within, actually this week, we have several content creators coming on. One is coming on full time to support me on Instagram, TikTok, oh gosh, all the platforms, Facebook page, YouTube Shorts, Snapchat, Snap Stories, I think it's called, no, Spotlight, Star Spotlight, whatever. Anyways, that thing. Triller, she's supporting me with all of those. I've also got another person coming on to help me with like a graphic design for specific illustrations. If I could, we would create probably 1,000 pieces of content per day. If you don't believe me on that, one of the really, really premier people who walks what he believes and he has like, what, a 10-year head start on me or a 20-year head start on me is Gary Vaynerchuk. While we're really different in our approaches and a lot of our beliefs, one thing that he does really, really well is he creates a lot of content. And I started noticing he's putting out hundreds of videos on YouTube. It feels like per week. They're like 30 seconds. That's because we need to all be creating more content than we think. It needs to be a priority unless you want to pay for advertisements. But there's something beautiful about creating tons of content and potentially going viral. Number five, make shareable content that is less about you. Got it? Less about you, more or less. Say it in the comments. Yes, less. I'm just kidding. I always throw comments on podcasts. It says less about you. It says less about your client. It says less about your brand, less about your logo, less about your vision, less about your mission statement, and is more about your dream follower. Got it? You need to create content that makes them say, you could have just added me. This is so me. I thought I was the only one. You want them to literally send it to their mom, their sister, their best friend. It needs to be so applicable to who they are that they feel like you are reading their journal. Yes, it is totally possible. Yes, we've done it for tons of brands. We've done it for ourselves. This is why I'm super excited to be bringing a team on to support me. Can I just take 1 second and just tell you guys, I am so excited to be bringing more people on. This has been so overdue. I have been creating so much content for so long, and I'm so excited. This is going to be so good. All right, let's keep on going. Number 6, stock what competitors are doing that is working. I will say that again, stock what competitors are doing that is working. And I was just having a great conversation with someone from The Click, Shannon, tonight. And she said, my clients get so weird when I bring up the competition, right? They get super competitive. For example, in the past, if you would have said, oh, you teach people how to be social media managers, I would be like, yeah, that's one of my businesses. Why? They'd be like, oh, that's like Tai Lopez. And I would have been like, no, I am not like Tai Lopez. There's a lesson to be learned from Tai Lopez's game. He's really good at marketing himself. But there's this like ego in all of us that keeps us from being able to learn from competition, when the truth is we should be studying competition. We should be pulling a Tom Brady and spending 2 weeks studying the play tapes of our competitors. If we believe I'm just naturally better than them, or I'm more morally aligned with what's right or whatever, we totally miss the opportunity to learn from people who are really talented. And so I've studied Tai Lopez, and I don't agree with everything that he does, but there's incredible inspiration to be had from what's working for him. Now, this is huge. I content model what's working for them. That does not mean I copy. In fact, I do this process where I'll like look at something in one window. I'll open up the window for me to create my own. I close that window. So I don't even want to look at their offer when I create my own, or I'll come back to it in like an hour. And the reason for that is because I want a content model. I don't want to steal. I don't want to plagiarize. I don't want to accidentally copy. But you can model things after others. That's actually one of the best things that you can do. If you've ever noticed this, there are so many movies that are similar. I don't know if you guys ever noticed that, but like one movie will come out, and within like a year, a movie that's just like it will come out again, and you're like, didn't this exact movie just come out? But yet both could be box office hits. That is weird, isn't it? So crazy. Hunger Games, and there was, what was it called? Like the Kingdom Hearts or whatever, or Kingdom, Magic Kingdom. It was a movie about kids fighting to the death in an arena. And then Divergent comes out, and they're all similar, right? And The Giver, like all of these are so similar. So the truth is, though, every single one of those movies is different. If I were to ask you, which movie do you like the most, Divergent or Hunger Games? Everyone's going to have a different answer. Sorry, I've got a frog in my throat from so much recording. This is huge, though. We all have a favorite. Now, most people, it's going to be Hunger Games, if I'm being honest. Most people, at least so I think, because I'm incredibly biased about that. However, if both were not created, we would be missing the ability to serve two very different audiences. And so you got to take a look at what your competitors are doing. Okay, now we get into the tough ones. These are the ones that people roll their eyes at, okay? But do not make that mistake. I made that mistake for way too long. Number 7, make the focus serving people instead of growing the following, and watch the shift. I'm not even going to explain that. Either you get it or you don't. You might want to rewind it and listen to it again. And we go to number 8. Some people will get that. Start with the intention of your content before you craft a single piece of content. If you set a clear intention, your content's going to feel different. If you don't set a clear intention, how are you ever going to know if you get the results that you want? So crazy. I won't say that again, but you might want to listen to it again. Number 9, ask more questions in your content. Make it a discussion, like talk with people instead of talking at someone. This is so important. Make it a discussion. Number 10, more behind the scenes video, more unfiltered, unedited shots. I just posted a photo today of my mom's stomach, unfiltered, unphotoshopped, unedited, intentionally. Because the truth is, the people who are the most transparent are going to win over the biggest audiences. The truth is, we don't need to pretend like everything's all perfect and polished and awesome. The truth is, people are tired of facades, right? I don't know about you, but I am tired of facades. Give me real. That's why every morning, almost without fail, I put up a picture with no makeup on. You know when like you've got tired eyes? And if you're like me, I get red circles around my eyes, like big red circles, and I have dark, deep, like kind of like pockets. I take pictures of myself with no makeup on, tired eyes, almost every morning, and I post it on Instagram because it's my reminder. It's a reminder for everyone that real is okay too. Natural is okay too. It's okay to share the behind the scenes. If you're going to show the highlight reel, you can show more too, the baseline. All right. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of Social Media Secrets. If you want to learn more about content creation, head on over to the link in my bio. I put together an amazing resource, and that is 300 plus Instagram Reels prompts that you can also use for TikTok and vice versa, TikTok prompts that you can use for Instagram Reels. Head on over there, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.